Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Bishop Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Sunday morning and break bread with you. Amen. There is Christian pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor is Pastor Oshibah Hartman with his wife, Letty E. Hartman. They have services every Sunday morning beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. begins their worship service. They have Bible studies every Wednesday, actually every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time. You can call into this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to the Bible study live. They also have Bible studies at their locations every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. It's comingtothelight.org. Actually, Pastor Stephen Butterfield celebrated a birthday recently. So just want to give him that shout out. Bless you, man of God. Love you. So grateful for you. Before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song. Amen.
Worship, praise it, I can. our God just showed up right where you are. I need somebody to bless him, because your miracle is right there where you are. And I'm a host. We've been waiting. We've been waiting on you. 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 Miracle worker, miracle worker, miracle worker. Show us Rafa. We need to see it. I need somebody to raise your voices and receive miracles.
I worship you. waters sweep, night and the darkness, my God, that is who you are. The answer to it all, Jesus, you wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all, to it all, Jesus. Yeah. Way make miracle work, promise keep us. I worship you. You are here meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, devotion day, I'm a
hallelujah. You are here, God. One of the names of God is Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Shammah, which means the Lord is there. Omnipresent. God is everywhere. At the same time, there's never a place where God is not. That's why he said, I am that I am. I am everywhere. Whatever you need, I am that. I am that I am. I am everywhere. And I am everything. That's who God is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, thank you once again for calling in. We're going to go ahead and get into the word. Amen. Coming out of the book of Romans, Romans, the first chapter. Romans, the first chapter. We're going to start at verse 13. Romans, first chapter. Starting at verse 13. Says he's the way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper, the light in the darkness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans, the first chapter, starting at verse 13. And it reads, now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was led hitherto that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now I want to point out a word. The word is revealed. So we're going to look at a couple of scriptures that has the word reveal in it. And when we look at verse 17, it reads, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. And verse 18 reads, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And verse 19 reads, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. So we see the word manifest and the word showed. And verse 20 reads, For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without. So we see the words invisible things, and then we see the words clearly seen, which is being revealed or being manifest. And then we're going to look at verse 21. It says, because that which they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. So they knew God. They understood God. But because of their vain imaginations, foolish heart was now darkened. Instead of darkness coming into the light, now the light has gone into the darkness. The title of the message this morning is Preparation for Revelation. Preparation for Revelation. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for watching over us as we lay down the rest before you. Thank you, Father, for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, protecting us and keeping us in their care, God. Watching over us, keeping us from all harm and danger, God. Thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning to see another glorious day that you have made. For we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for your new mercies that came with this day, God. Your all-sufficient grace. Thank you for your word, God. Your word that saves. Your word that heals. Your word that delivers. Your word that sets free, Father, all those who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins, God, to live a sinless life, God, and to take the sins of the world to the cross, to be sacrificed, to be crucified, Father. Thank you, Father, for even allowing Jesus to go to hell for us, God. But he went on a mission to take the keys of hell from Satan, stripping him of all of his power and making an open show of him, God. And thank you, Father, for raising Jesus up on the third day. Hallelujah. With all power in his hand. And thank you, Father, for receiving Jesus into heaven with his sinless, precious, conquering blood, giving us the victory, God, giving us access to you, Father. Hallelujah. And now, Father, as we receive your word, help us to apply it to our lives, God, to make it personal, God, to go out and do what you called us to do. Thank you for Holy Spirit, our teacher, our guide, our comforter. And thank you for you, Almighty God, our Father, the creator of all things. For you everywhere and you everything. We thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Preparation for revelation. Preparation for revelation. Let's look at the word revelation. Revelation is an act of revealing or communicating divine truth. That's what revelation is. An act of revealing or communicating divine truth. Revelation is something that is revealed by God. And that's key. Revelation is something that is revealed by God. By God only. That's where revelation comes from. Revelation comes from God. It's something that is revealed by God to humans. Revelation is an act of revealing to view or making known. An act of revealing to view or making known. So let's look at the word reveal. Reveal. When we looked at the scriptures that have the word reveal in it, verse 17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith." And verse 18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men." So the wrath of God to judge ungodliness and unrighteousness. That's what the wrath of God is for. To judge ungodliness and unrighteousness. Reveal means to make known through divine inspiration. To make known through divine inspiration. Let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Second Timothy and the third chapter. Second Timothy, the third chapter. And we're going to start at verse 14. Second Timothy, third chapter, verse 14. And it reads, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through the faith which is in Christ Jesus." Verse 16 reads, "All scripture All scripture." That means everything that is written in the Bible. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. That's what we just read. Real is to make known through divine inspiration. Says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. That's what a lot of people say. Ain't nobody perfect. But this right here says that the man of God or woman, remember, man is general. Man is universal, which includes male and female. So that the man of God may be perfect, fully furnished unto all good works. Perfect means to be complete, to be whole, to be mature. That's what the word perfect means. It doesn't mean to be sinless, to be without sin, because every man, every male and female, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But all scripture is given by inspiration of God for the result, male and female of God. Because it said man of God. So only those who are his, only those who are saved, only those who are believers, only those who claim to be Christians that they may be perfect, truly furnished, wanting nothing. When one is fully equipped, he will be able to do the works of Christ. And that's what the scriptures are for. The scriptures are to bring this about in the man of God or the woman of God. The Bible has been given by an inspiration of God, that those who profess to be Christians will be perfect. Jesus says, be perfect, for your Father in heaven is perfect. God told Abraham, he says, be perfect, for I am perfect. He wasn't telling him to be sinless, but he said, be perfect. Let's go to Job. Job, first chapter. Job, the first chapter. Job, first chapter, starting at verse 1. And he reads, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect. Listen to that. Now we're talking about before Jesus came on the scene. Before Jesus was born into the earth. Says there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. That's how this book of Job started off. A lot of people, when they think about Job, they think about what he went through. What he endured. What he lost. What he suffered. But look at verse 1. It says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect. That's the first word that was used to describe him. He was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Now let's go down to verse 7. Actually, we'll start at verse 6. And it reads, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Satan came also among them. Now the sons of God are angels. So this was a meeting with God and the angels. It says there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Well, why did Satan come? Because Satan is an angel. Satan is an angel. I'll say that again. Satan is an angel. Not this feared red creature with horns and a pitchfork. Satan is an angel. Verse 7 reads, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. So God asked Satan, where are you coming from? Satan responded, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. That's what Satan does. That's all Satan does. Going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. All Satan does. And the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? Listen to God bragging on Job. He says, since you've been going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? And listen to this next thing that he said about Job. A perfect, there's that word again, a perfect and an upright man, one that feared God and escheweth evil. That's how God described Job. He was a perfect man. Not sinless, but perfect. He was mature. He was complete. He wanted nothing because he knew who God was. Just wanted to point that out. Now let's go back to the word reveal. Reveal, to make something secret or hidden publicly or generally known. To make something that's secret or hidden, to make it publicly or generally known. Reveal means to open up to view, to display. To open up to view or to display. Display means to put or spread before the view. Laying it out. To make evident. A setting or presentation of something in open view. Something that's being presented in open view. It's a clear sign or evidence, an exhibition. An exhibition is an eye-catching arrangement by which something is exhibited. An eye-catching, something that can be seen, clearly seen. Reveal is to make known what has been or should be concealed. Reveal is to make known what has been or should be concealed. Reveal may apply to supernatural or inspired revelation of truth beyond the range of ordinary human vision or reason. I want to read that one again. Reveal may apply to supernatural or inspired revelation of truths. Key word is truths. Beyond the range of ordinary human vision or reason. This is something that man couldn't do. It's beyond the range of ordinary human vision or reason. Man can't explain this. Reveal means to uncover or remove the veil. That's what reveal means. To uncover or remove the veil. Let's go to St. Matthew. St. Matthew 10th chapter. St. Matthew the 10th chapter. Starting at verse 26. St. Matthew 10th chapter, verse 26. And it reads, "Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetop." This what's going on now. This is what is actually happening now. says, fear them not, therefore. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. This is Jesus speaking. Says, what I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye among the housetops. So what Jesus has revealed to me, what Jesus has uncovered to me in darkness, what he told me in darkness, in my studies, in my preparation, that's what I'm speaking in the light. What I heard him say, that's what I'm sharing right now. I'm preaching it up on the housetops. This is actually happening right now. This is what is being revealed right now. Let's go to St. Luke. St. Luke 12 chapter. Starting at verse 1. St. Luke 12 chapter. Starting at verse 1. Talking about preparation for revelation. Luke the 12th chapter, starting at verse 1, and it reads, in the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, innumerable, meaning that it was so many that they couldn't count, tens of thousands of people, innumerable multitude of people, in so much that they trode one upon another. It was so many people that they were stumbling over each other. Say, in so much that they trode one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed among the housetops. So Jesus was saying, there's nothing that is covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing that is hid that shall not be known. What's spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light. And what's spoken in the ear and closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. Talking about the word reveal, to make known through divine inspiration. Let's stay in St. Luke 8 chapter. St. Luke 8 chapter. Starting at verse 16. And it reads, no man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed. That sounds foolish. When someone lights a candle and try to cover it up, or they put it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Nothing in secret that shall not be made manifest, that shall not be made visible or known. That which is supposed to be secret or unknown in words or deeds will be made public. The innermost secrets of men will become open to all. Let's look at Romans 2nd chapter. Romans 2nd chapter. Verse 16. And it reads, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Let's go up to verse 12. Actually, we'll start at verse 11. For there is no respect of persons with God. That needs to be known. That needs to be understood. There is no respect of persons with God. For as many as have sinned without the law shall also perish without the law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. Listen to that. Says, which show the work of the law written in their hearts. What's in the heart will be revealed through someone's actions or what they say. Say that again. What's in the heart will be revealed through someone's actions or what they say. Says their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. A lot of people like to say, can't nobody judge me, or you can't judge me, or only God can judge me. Every time someone says that, they're actually judging themselves. Every time somebody say, can't nobody judge me, you can't judge me, only God can judge me, they're actually judging themselves. That's a sign of guilt. is being judged. The wages of sin is death. Remember, the wrath of God was revealed to judge. The wrath of God is revealed to judge the unrighteousness and ungodliness. So every time someone says, "Can't nobody judge me, only God can judge me," they're actually judging themselves. It says, "In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel." Let's look at St. Matthew 12th chapter. St. Matthew the 12th chapter. We're going to start at verse 31. And it reads, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. But the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." That's why I said earlier, what's in someone's heart will be revealed, will be manifested, will be uncovered. Actions or what they say. Verse 35 reads, "A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." There it is. Every idle word shall be judged. Listen to this, verse 37. "For by thy words," by your words that you speak, "by thy words thou shalt be justified. Thy words thou shalt be condemned." So the words that we speak, we will either be justified or condemned by our words. This shows the importance, of words. This shows just how important words are. For either reward or condemn. They will either reward or condemn. Let's look at James 3 and 2. James 3rd chapter, 2nd verse. And it reads, behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us. You know, someone riding a horse, they got, their horse has that bit in the mouth. And attached to it is a rope. And so if you pull that rope to the right, that horse goes to the right. You put it to the left, goes to the left. But when you pull both of them together, it stops. It says, behold, put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us. And we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, are driven by fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor itself. Says as huge as a ship is controlled by a small helm. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. That's why we have to be careful with what we take in. Guard thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Careful with what we say. Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians 5th chapter. Ephesians 5th chapter. Starting at verse 6. Ephesians 5th chapter, starting at verse 6. And it reads, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. So the wrath of God is for the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. That's so simple. The wrath of God is for the children of disobedience. So be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. But rather reprove them. We just saw that earlier. It says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, evidence, but reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Whatsoever is made manifest is light. The truth poses, reveals, uncovers darkness, lies. That's what the truth does. Hebrews, the fourth chapter. Verse 12. Hebrews, the fourth chapter, verse 12, and it reads, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. I'm going to read that in the Amplified Bible. I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. Hebrews 4th chapter, starting at verse 12. And it reads, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, the soul, and the immortal spirit, and of joints and marrow of the deepest parts of the nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. That's the power of the word of God. And not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight. Not a creature exists that is concealed from God. Can't hide from him. But all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless, to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Revelation is the content and process of God's making himself known to people. All knowledge of God comes by way of revelation. All knowledge of God comes by way of revelation. Let's go to St. Matthew 16 chapter. St. Matthew 16 chapter. We're going to end with this. Matthew 16 chapter, starting at verse 13. Preparation for revelation. Verse 13, and it reads, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? He says, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So he asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. So he's getting all of these different answers. Some say you John the Baptist. Some say you Elias or Elijah. Some say you're Jeremiah. Or one of the prophets. So people are saying this and that about who Jesus is. Sound like today. Then he asked, he said unto them, but who ye say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Listen to that answer. That's so much different. This is something that has not been heard before. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Verse 17 reads, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. He said, man didn't give you that. You have not heard this one before. Yes. People have heard of John the Baptist. They've heard of Elijah. They've heard of Jeremiah and other prophets. But they have never heard of the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, man did not reveal this to you, but this revelation, this understanding, this knowledge came straight from God, my Father in heaven. This was inspiration revealed only by God. This was divine truth, revelation. Now who Jesus is has been revealed, been manifested, has been uncovered, has been put on display, has been supernaturally inspired by God. And listen to this. When you know who Jesus is, you know who you are. And when you know who you are, you know your purpose in this earth. I'm going to say it again. When you know who Jesus is, you know who you are. And when you know who you are, you know your purpose in this earth. Let's look at verse 17. After this revelation, after this understanding, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter. So because Simon Barjona got this revelation of who Jesus is, that he's the Christ, that he's the Son of the living God, that he's the Messiah, that he's the sent one. Because of that revelation, now Jesus has revealed to Simon who he really is. Because of this revelation, thou art Peter. And upon this rock, upon this understanding, this revelation that you have gotten straight from God, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So because of that revelation, now Peter knows who he is. He's not Simon Barjona anymore. He's now a new creature. He has a new name. And because of that, verse 19 says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So because he knew who Jesus was, now he knows who he is. And because he knows who he is, now he knows his purpose in this earth. Jesus said he gave him the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And that same revelation, that same understanding, that same power is promised to all believers, all those who know who Jesus is, who understand who he is, the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We have that same power that whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Preparation for revelation. We've been chosen to expose darkness, to uncover the lies, and to reveal the truth, the light of the gospel of Christ. Everything that we've been preparing for, now God is saying, I'm sending you to expose, uncover, to remove the veil, to present the truth, revelation, supernaturally inspired by God. To man, we have the truth, we have the understanding, we have the knowledge, we have the power. That's why Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To them that believe, preparation for revelation. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for revealing your truth to us. For showing us who you are. And who Jesus is, and who we are. And now, Father, as we go forth and present this revelation, this understanding, this knowledge of the gospel of Christ, let your power fall, and let your glory be revealed, that people will get saved, that they will come to the knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. That they may be saved and delivered and set free. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Preparation for revelation. Now that you know, go. Now that you know, go. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard.